Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it. Well, for me, when I was growing up as a child, we always got the first batch of homemade Christmas cookies from my mom, courtesy of St. Nicholas Day. But the mystery was is how she always pulled off baking those cookies without us getting the chance to enjoy them. So what a pleasure that we've got two chefs on the line here shortly with Ryan. Ryan, how are you this morning?
I'm well, Dara. How are you doing?
Just great. And we're going to also welcome Farzine. Also, Farzine, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are
Terrific.
You?
Well, let me first introduce the two gentlemen that are from Boys Own Bakery. It's a cookie brainchild of the two co-founders, Ryan Clarier and Farzine Marji. They're based out of Vancouver, Canada, and specializing in gourmet artisan cookies under the name of Boys Own Bakery. In fact, boysownbakery.com, for those of you streaming, that you can get the opportunity to look what we're talking about. They really aim to create soul-satisfying cookie experiences with everyone that they make. In fact, what you're going to hear about is their unique approaches. A little bit of background. Farzine has always been known as a dessert guy, both for making desserts and for eating them. He has a background in design and marketing, and his creations not only look and taste great, but they also sound delicious. So not to mention his infamous reputation for instigating flour and cookie dough fights in the kitchen, his favorite cookie is the Choco Mint Chip. Ryan started working in the food industry as part of a family business when he was 13. He bakes because it's a happy place and is thrilled to be creating and sharing delicious treats. He's an avid dream follower and a live-in-the-now kind of guy. His favorite cookie is any cookie freshly baked, so that leaves it wide open. But Ryan, really, you must have a favorite cookie, don't you?
It changes, Zara.
It changes.
Yes, I do.
It changes.
This week it's the maple pecan praline. But yeah.
Okay, there you go. Yep, with a little Vermont or Canadian twist to it. I like that.
That's right.
Well, Farzine, why don't you start us out and tell us how the two of you got started? How did you get the idea?
Sure, yeah. I mean, I think both Ryan and I, we kind of grew up with moms who just love to bake. And I mean, they're so good at it. So, you know, like you mentioned, you know, you have those fond memories of coming home to, like, you know, the aromas and the smells of freshly baked cookies or, you know, whatever it was, baking. And so we kind of both had the same thing. And so that passion for baking and the love of sweets was really instilled very early on for us. And as we grew up, I mean, like, passion carried with us. And so we became, like you said, like, you know, the dessert guys. Like, our friends and our family kind of just said, okay, we're having a dinner party. And so either Farzine or Ryan, you know, they're great at making desserts. Let's call on them to, you know, bring that in. And so, you know, as we kind of kept on going with that, I mean, this passion just kept on going. And, I mean, we just love to make these things. And our friends kept on saying, you know, you guys could sell these. Like, there's a huge void in the marketplace for this kind of thing. So you guys could actually do this. And I think, Ryan, I mean, you had a great experience with the cookie gift box to begin with.
Yeah, when this idea of our cookie gift box came when I was a teenager, actually. Mm-hmm. It was holiday season, and as you probably all know, you go through the magazine aisle, you see these boxes of cookies with all the different kinds packaged up nicely. And in that moment, I remember thinking, geez, that's great. I would love to get that. And I actually started thinking, like, where can you get that? And nothing existed. And I thought, that's got to be a business, you know. We got to be able to turn that kind of joy of receiving all those cookies in a gift box into something. And so since I was a teenager, that's been kind of in the background.
And in the background. And don't you love it how these ideas kind of percolate and manifest themselves over time? The decision to name your company then Boys Own Bakery, Farzine, where did that come from?
Well, we were just sort of joking around. We were like, you know, what can we name our bakery that's, you know, going to be, you know, unique and interesting? And so I kept on saying, you know, Bob. Like, what is
Bob? Yeah, let's name it Bob. I like that.
Yeah. And it's like, I saw these visions of, like, you know, big billboards that just said Bob is coming or Bob is this. And so Ryan's like, well, that's great, but what does Bob mean? And so, you know, it really came very organically. I mean, we're two boys having a great time in the kitchen, having fun in the kitchen. And so we're like, okay, well, Boys Own Bakery. And they fed Bob, which was perfect.
That's great. It's like I've got good friends here in Tucson. Their restaurant was called Mama Llama's Gourmet Empanadas. And the same way, someone threw it out there as a joke, and they referred to it when they were in the conceptual phase, and lo and behold, before you know it, they're collecting llama stuff, and then they went into business. I love it. Ryan, one of the monikers for your organization, and I mentioned it in my brief intro, was soul-satisfying cookie experiences. You know, I have this feeling I should be sitting here in the namaste om position having a cookie experience. So tell me what that means.
Well, yeah, that's something we're super proud about, and it means a lot to us, actually. Mm-hmm. It's sort of an intentional thing for us. As it's how we create our cookies, and it's hopefully how people experience our cookies. It started, you know, we take different, we have a multidimensional approach to our cookie-making process. We take recipes, or we start with a basic recipe, and we amp it up a few levels. Mm-hmm. You know, we enhance flavors. We combine different flavors. We have textures, you know, ingredients you might not expect to see in a cookie.
For example, give us an example of that.
So we use star anise and fig in a cookie, and we have, my mind's going blank.
Well, I know the one that I enjoyed was a special cookie that had the pretzel smushed right on top of it with the chocolate.
Yeah, a chocolate-dipped pretzel peanut butter cookie. So that's something really cool. Or a lavender espresso cookie we also have, which was inspired by a latte we had in Montreal, Canada, mm-hmm. on a road trip. So we try and take experiences from the world and cultural differences and bring them into cookies as well. And that's one level. The other level is that we make them in a happy place. You know, you mentioned the kitchen is a happy place. For me, it is for Fars, and our cookies are made with love, and we're really proud of that. And that, I think, translates into product. You know, when you have something that feels good, it makes the difference. Third thing for us is the idea that sharing cookies, you know, you also talked about your memories of cookies.
Exactly.
That nostalgia and that family connection, you know, people sharing a treat with each other is a way to connect with people. So it's the human experience that brings in the soul level as well.
So, Farzin, you know, the idea of years gone by that we always had our secret Santas that would leave us surprise gifts. Boy, I think a secret Santa giving something from Boys Own Bakery, that'd be a big winner, don't you think?
Absolutely. I mean, like, we always joke around, like, you know, Santas are great, or cookies are great for Santa as well, but everyone loves them. And so, you know, like, yeah, you know, Santa would enjoy these cookies, and so would we, for sure.
That's right. So, Farzin, tell me about your biggest screw-up in the kitchen. I mean, anybody that's worth their salt as a chef or a baker can always talk about the time I forgot, or I put too much of this, or I forgot that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, like Ryan and I, we were starting our bakery with doing full-time jobs as well. And so, you know, typically we'd be working during the day and we'd come home to do whatever baking we had to do. And so we got this big order for, I think it was like 1,300 lemon shortbread, something along those lines. And, you know, we're baking away side by side kind of thing, and just kind of in the rhythm of it. And finally we get to like probably around midnight, and Ryan just, you know, he goes to taste one of the cookies and he just spits it out. And I just look at him like, what are you doing? He's like, well, try this. And so I tried it, and yeah, I spit out as well. And apparently, me had forgot to include the sugar, which is a very important component in cookies.
I don't know if you've ever had a cookie without sugar, but it tastes awful.
And here's the funny thing is, it still looks good, but it tastes horrible. So yeah, so that's your quality control department, which I'm sure you two argue over who gets that job when, involves tasting these wonderful things.
Oh, yeah, there's discussions and there's lots of tasting. And there's always, I enjoy reminding Farzin of that night and saying, hey, you put your sugar, have you measured it out now?
Well, I think, but the good news here, let's always step back, is that you never got those in the hands of the customer, right? I mean, you caught it before it got into the beautiful boxes that you use to deliver them.
Exactly.
We thank you. Yeah, no stars.
Yeah, that's right. And so, yeah. You know, so one might say, well, gee, probably cooking at midnight, there might have been a contributing factor here with you guys working full-time jobs at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, like, we were doing so many things at one time. So, I mean, these things are bound to happen. But, I mean, it was great. I mean, it's a lesson learned. And We're both very good at focus and time management, and Ryan's very good at double-checking my work now, so it's great.
I like that. So you're holding him accountable for making sure the sugar gets in there, Farzin. That's a good deal. For those of you who may just joined us, we're speaking with Ryan Clarier and Farzin Mauji, and they're from Boyzone Bakery. In fact, that is the website, boyzonebakery.com, for you to order up special handmade, customized boxes of cookies from Vancouver, Canada. Farzin, tell us, how has the journey been going so far?
Oh, it's been great. Like, I mean, as I mentioned, you know, we started out with this bakery idea, and it was sort of percolating for about 4 years or so while we worked at full-time careers. And, you know, we did the 9-to-5 thing, you know, we were doing it, but it really wasn't what, you know, fueled us and what, you know, what we were passionate about. And so the baking really became our, you know, our happy place, and we kept on doing it in the evenings and the weekends and stuff. And, you know, this year, like early this year, we finally said, you know what, this is the year for us to make this our primary focus. And so, you know, as of the spring of 2013, we said, okay, we're quitting our jobs, we're making the bakery, you know, our full-time 100% go, go, go kind of thing. And so, you know, we went about it in an interesting way. We started off by saying, okay, well, we've got all these great ideas. We want to keep on being inspired and really think about what we want to do with the bakery. So we said, okay, let's go on a 6-week road trip across Canada and the U.S. And so it was a great experience. I mean, it's something we've always wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And so we actually planned out our trip, and we had done research along the way of, like, you know, which bakeries we wanted to stop at, who had interesting either baked goods or an interesting business concept, or, you know, something we could learn from. And so we did this, you know, 6-week road trip across North America, essentially. And we found all these really great ideas along the way. And then, you know, we came back to Vancouver, and we were into farmers markets over the summer. And, you know, the farmers markets were such a great experience for us, because it was the first time we got to interact with our customers, too. And so, you know, we got to see them, like, see the facial expression as they're, you know, enjoying one of our cookies and hear their feedback. And, you know, it just really reinforced that, yes, we're on the right track and they're doing the right thing with this. And, you know, we came back and the farmers markets went really well. And now this past fall, we've really been working on new cookie creations and, you know, focusing on the gifting market, because obviously with Christmas and the holiday season coming right up, you know, we're super busy with all of that, and we provide a unique product. So, you know, it's been going really, really well.
That's great. Well, Ryan, during the course of that 6 weeks, I suspect this wasn't just about cookies, but this was about the two of you and your relationship in running the business ultimately. So there's some learning and aha moments about that?
I think totally. You know, as we were just listening, I was reflecting back, and I remember, I think the biggest thing is it took us into the place where we were following our dream. We had both talked about a road trip since the beginning of our relationship, and this was us taking the leap, you know, spending the money, putting aside the time, quitting both our jobs. Mm-hmm. A lot went into this, and so I think that was a foundation for the business in a way. It's like, we can take these risks, we can do it in our relationship, and it is fun, and I think that, you know, we learned how to communicate differently being in a car for 6 weeks.
I don't know
if anybody's had that experience, but you certainly get to know a different side of the person you're with, and that was a blessing for sure.
Well, I think also, though, the ability that you had to unplug from so many other things and focus just on this dreaming component, talking it out, and then whatever would come your way as you visited these different sights and sounds across the continent, what a wonderful experience to share.
It was rich, and you're right, it plugged right into creativity and imagination and dreaming.
So, Farzin, do you now have a map or a couple maps there in the kitchen with little push pins on where the inspiration is now finding its way back into a recipe?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's like, you know, like Ryan mentioned that we have this lavender latte cookie. So, you know, it's like we have all these experiences from our road trip that are just all sort of coming in. Like, there was one place in New Orleans that we went to that, you know, gave us the idea for the praline pecans, too. So, you know, it worked out so well. You have that nostalgic element of like, oh, yeah, we were there. And then it ties in so wonderfully into the creative cookie baking and creating process, too.
Sounds like a good excuse for something to do every year or so, gentlemen.
Absolutely. I like the way you think.
But somebody's got to keep that kitchen going because of all the orders you're going to get. By the way, for our listeners, it's boyzonebakery.com. We're speaking with the two founders, Ryan and Farzin. So, Ryan, what's next? I mean, it's one thing to say this is a busy holiday season, but the fact I was even able to catch you two for half an hour tells me that you probably are juggling a lot of things at the same time.
Yeah, and it's our pleasure to be here for sure. Thank you. You know, what's next? Well, we have big plans. You know, we're big dreamers. We're basically using this momentum from the holiday season. We're so grateful for the orders coming in and people responding to our product that we've really decided to make it our goal to get into a storefront. We want people to come to be able to see us in a store, in our store, because we do create experiences and we're proud of those, with our cookies and with just getting to see us and interact with us. So we've got a plan involving, getting some funding. We gotta figure that part out, of course, and getting into a storefront by the spring of 2014. So that's a big dream that we're working towards every day. We are excited about launching a new blog. So one of the things that came through in the farmers markets, which was the first time we got to meet our customers and talk to them face to face, people were astonished that it was two guys baking these cookies.
Yeah.
And that it was, and that surprised us. We weren't expecting that.
Mm-hmm.
And because we just do it, you know,
right.
We've done it since we were teenagers. And so these, you know, we'd have these customers and they would be like, really? Like, no, like, seriously, guys, who is it? Is mom in the background there helping you? And yes, mom inspires us for sure. And we check in with mom, but it's us doing it. So we came up with our blog, which is Boys Can Bake Too.
Right.
And so it's really a place where we're going to change some perspectives. We're also just going to have a lot of fun, share tips, and work in sharing our experiences. We've got a lot of stories to tell so far, and we're excited to create more stories.
Well, quite honestly, if anyone thinks the stereotype that only us women can cook, lest they come into multitude households like mine to know he who makes the really delicious recipes and my kids always ask for is dad, it is not mom. So I think you're right, Nikki, too.
Yeah,
in fact, I get my once a year, and that's Thanksgiving. After that, I get crowded out.
Well, we'll be sure to come by for that.
You got it. And the invitation is open. Farzine, there's another element, though, of what's next for you folks, though, is you really want to do this and personify a socially responsible business model. What do you two mean by that, Farzine?
Yeah, I mean, that's really important for us. I mean, anything we do, we always do with, you know, the idea of how does it impact and how do we make it a greater impact kind of a thing. And so, you know, one of the things that's really been close to our hearts all along has been this whole idea of bullying and mm-hmm. really trying to eradicate that because, you know, unfortunately, it's becoming such an epidemic. Like, you know, this whole schools and, you know, and even adults, I mean, we haven't really learned how to communicate with each other in a way that is, you know, accepting of differences. And so, you know, we like to bring a bit of a lighter side to that by saying, okay, well, you know, let's use cookies to start the conversation. And yeah. And so, I mean, you know, I think Ryan, what was that saying you had in mind there?
Yeah, our message basically is eat cookies, but don't be a monster.
Very clever. Absolutely right. In fact, I can tell you from my years in corporate America with an engineering and manufacturing organizations, I always knew the way to win the hearts was bring cookies. I mean, that's very simple to bring cookies. Well, any advice for new entrepreneurs, Ryan and Farzine? Ryan, you first.
Oh, I think, you know, my advice is close to my heart, and it's just we're learning this as we go. So we did not have a clue what we were doing, although we came from entrepreneurial background.
Right.
Remember that it's going to change every day as you go through it. You can have the best plan, but it's about learning. And so that's the best advice is choose your perspective of learning and go roll with all the changes. And I think Farz shares that. He's nodding.
Yeah, I think, you know, the idea of patience really comes through for us because, you know, it's what Ryan said. It's like, you know, you can make a plan, absolutely, and it's a really good first step to do is make that plan, but then also be really open to changing it because you're going to change it, you're going to change it, and you're going to change it over again. So patience really is important. And the idea of perspectives, too, because, I mean, we all have this huge network of people that we don't even really consider sometimes that, you know, are such great resources to give us different perspectives. And even if it's a perspective that, you know, we didn't like hearing, it's still a valuable perspective to hear because it's something that we didn't consider.
Yes, and so, of course, those it's just not perspectives, but they also give you your credit cards to buy your product and pass them all to their friends and bring world peace to their various environments as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, we love those resources too.
Exactly. In fact, I should be very transparent that my family enjoyed Ryan Clarier and Farzin Mauji's cookies, courtesy of them being the spotlight dessert at my brother and new sister-in-law's wedding in Washington, D.C. So they traveled to the wedding and had everything shipped across the country. So as well, lest anyone think that those kind of venues aren't possible, they absolutely are. So a great wedding cake alternative. That's the other sidebar you two should put out there on the brochure.
Yeah, that was such a fun experience. Yeah,
that's great. Well, and I think that's great. The entrepreneurial opportunity. And as you said, that you were, you know, your breath was taken away when you went to the farmer's market and were gifted with people saying, okay, now where's mom? Really? I mean, is she in the back room? That other things happen along that path of anything that those of us choose to create a business is we think it's going to be X, and before you know it, you're back over at MP&Q or in a whole different alphabet.
Mm-hmm. And that's part of the flexibility and patience, for sure. You're following a path, and you're not in charge. You realize that really soon. Like it's something bigger than you. It's almost like having a child in a way,
mm-hmm.
because you got to respect what the business is doing too, and adapt to that. Because you may have the best intention and ideas, but it doesn't mean anything unless it's reflected back in the business. So I think entrepreneurs are excellent at adapting.
If they're going to survive, that's for sure, and have a lot of fun in the process. So, Farzin, you know, being the voice of the cookie customers, which I just love that, instead of just voice of the customers, it's the voice of the cookie eaters. Is there some new mystery recipe you're working on now that you want to let the cat out of the bag a little bit?
Well, I mean, all cookie creation is all in Ryan's domain. So what I typically listen to what our customers are saying, our cookie mm-hmm. lovers are saying, and I, you know, kind of translate that back to Ryan and say, hey, you know, this is what's coming up. So what do you think, Ryan? Anything coming up that you want to share?
All I can say is that, you know, one of our spokesperson, one of our cookie lovers that calls us up and we check in with him is our nephew, Kinta. And, you know, we send him boxes of cookies because we want his approval, and he loves it. He's 8 years old. And he is really adamant that we need to come up with the best chocolate chip cookie. And we haven't yet. We're kind of waiting on that because mm-hmm. it's got to be really, really good and something special and unique. So I promise we're working on that, and something great's going to come.
Well, and particularly the discerning taste buds of an 8-year-old, that is a high hurdle to match. So, so you know what? You guys better stay in the R&D laboratory long enough before you peek out on that one. Well, if we turned that over to our teens at our household, they'd also be challenging you about what's the best dunkable cookie. Because no cookie goes freestanding. It's got to be with milk.
Nice. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Although they work really good with sorbet, gelato, and ice cream as well.
And coffee and tea. And honestly, the cookie possibilities are endless. And I think that's why we love it so much.
That's very good. Well,
gentlemen,
there you go. Well, from Bob to Boys Own Bakery, congratulations, gentlemen. Again, our guests have been Ryan Clarier and Farzin Mauji. Thank you so very much. Happy holidays, gentlemen. Watch from the orders from Tucson now, boysownbakery.com. Have a great one, gentlemen.
Change is chaotic. That is, unless you embrace it. Going places you hadn't dreamed were possible. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, is a leadership consulting, executive coaching, and career transition firm. We help individuals make the most of their current employment situation or to step forward confidently into a career transition. Contact us at thelarsongroup.com or toll-free 1-877-544-2580. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, 877-544-2580.